few months later, we received news that the United States had reduced the number of refugees allowed into the country. As a result, the Thai camp officials rounded up the refugees and deported them back to Cambodia. In Vermont, Meng scrambled to raise the $10,000 it would cost to get Kim out of Thailand. Meng arranged his escape through a black market ring that brought him as far as France. After many years, and after filling out many immigration forms, Meng now anxiously awaits the arrival of Kim and his family in Vermont. Meng and his wife Yi-Yung have lived in Vermont since we arrived there as refugees in 1980, and they now have two daughters. Because of their hard work and determination, our family in Cambodia and in America thrives. Stranded in a foreign land, with little knowledge of the culture, society, food, or language, both work long hours at IBM to support the entire family. Though Meng has kept the family in Cambodia and here afloat for many years, he still harbors deep sadness that we did not succeed in bringing over our entire family. With current politics and immigration laws, the chance that our family will ever be reunited is very slim. As for me, I lived for 15 years isolated and sheltered from the continuing war in Cambodia. While Meng and Yi-Yung worked not only to make ends meet, but to have enough left over to send to Cambodia, I learned to speak English, attended school, and looked after their two children. Eventually, I earned an undergraduate degree in political science and went to work for a domestic violence shelter in Maine. After 3 years, in 1997, I moved to Washington, D.C., and found work at the Campaign for a Landmine-Free World, CLFW. Now, as the spokesperson for CLFW, I travel extensively across the United States and overseas, spreading the message about landmines and what it was like in Cambodia. As I tell people about genocide, I get the opportunity to redeem myself. I've had the chance to do something that's worth my being alive. It's empowering. It feels right. The more I tell people, the less the nightmares haunt me. The more people listen to me, the less I hate. After some time, I had talked so much I forgot to be afraid. That is, until I decided to return to Cambodia. As the trip grew near and my anxiety increased, my terrible nightmares returned. In one dream, I'd board the plane in America as an adult woman only to step off in Cambodia as a child. The child was lost in a crowd of people, desperately looking for her family, calling the names of her siblings, calling out to her parents. I woke up each morning increasingly panicked about this homecoming.